When I think about some of the most overlooked inventions in history, I think of the ones we use every day and take for granted. You do a quick Google search of overlooked inventions and you get an article by the Huffington Post called The 19 Most Underrated Inventions of All Time. And if you look at the trends on the list, you see a handful of items are just office supplies. Pens, pencils, paper clips, etc., etc. But when I took a quick glance at the list, I didn't see the invention that I want to talk about. And you probably gleaned it from the title, but it is the post-it note. The sticky note. And I think it wasn't on the list because it doesn't completely fall into the overlooked circle. So picture a Venn diagram. One circle is overlooked, the other circle is underrated. I think post-it notes are stuck right in between both of those. Maybe I have a stronger bond to post-it notes than most people because they were the glue that kept my summer job together. You know, if the computer program failed, you'd always have a pile of sticky notes to figure out what's going on. And besides that, you always hear or see in some weird, somewhat clickbaity articles the uses of post-it notes and the psychology behind their uses. And we'll get to some of that stuff. But like we always do on this show, let's start off by taking a look into the history of this invention. Our story begins in the late 60s, early 70s, in a laboratory of the manufacturing company 3M. At the time, Dr. Spencer Silver was on the hunt for a super strong adhesive, but what he found was something not quite what he expected. What Dr. Silver found was a high quality but low tack adhesive, which was strong enough to hold paper together, but weak enough to allow the paper to be pulled apart without ripping. And best of all, the adhesive was reusable. However, Silver had a hard time trying to get his colleagues interested in this breakthrough, and he would host many seminars in vain. One of the people to attend the seminars was Art Fry. Fry would eventually use Silver's adhesive to make post-it notes out of necessity, because as the saying goes, necessity is the mother of invention. So let me set the scene. You know, let's do a scene in a scene. Picture this. It's a Sunday morning, you're in the church choir, and you're trying to find the next song. You start to wonder, what happened to the bookmark you put there? And before you can find the song, you see the bookmark slide out of the hymnal and watch helplessly as it floats onto the floor. And this is what kept happening to Fry. He sang in his church choir and would get annoyed when the bookmarks in his music would slide out of sight and onto the floor. So in a moment you could only describe as divine intervention, Fry realized he could use Silver's adhesive along with some paper to act as a reusable bookmark. As a side note, I sang in a choir. This choir, actually. And these little tabs are a godsend, especially if you're going through huge pieces and skipping around. Anyways, he pitched the idea, and within a few years of being released, they became a staple in offices nationwide. The adhesive that the scientists refused had become the cornerstone, and they've stuck ever since. Up next, we'll talk about the uses of sticky notes, so stay tuned. Now we get into the psychology stuff and other uses of sticky notes we talked about earlier. See, the cool thing about inventions is that people find so many unintended uses for them. And these can be good or bad. It's the same thing with sticky notes. On one hand, you have people creating amazing art projects or doing those, like, you know, the little flip books with the ball bouncing. You got people doing stuff like that. And on the other hand, you have people getting pranked, getting their cars covered with an ungodly amount of sticky notes. This idea is pretty much how sticky notes were invented. Silver invents an adhesive, and little does he know, it's going to be turned into a bookmark for choral music, and then so much more. Which brings us back to the cool uses. The most interesting use of sticky notes I've seen was in a study by Randy Garner at Sam Houston State University, which wanted to look at their persuasiveness. It's titled Post-it Note Persuasion, a Sticky Influence. So if you're a student, listen up, this is going to be huge. So there are four experiments in this one paper to test the persuasiveness of sticky notes. All of the tests are based around survey interaction. So the researchers sent out three sets of surveys to handfuls of professors and students, depending on the experiment. One set had a sticky note with a handwritten note on it that said, "Please take a few minutes to complete this for us. Thank you." The second set had just a sticky note and no message. And the final group was the control, and it had no sticky note at all. What they found was pretty much what you'd expect. The survey set with the handwritten note on it got the most interaction across all four of the experiments, with an average rate of about 70%. And the surprising thing was that even the second set with just the sticky note got more interaction than the control test, though not by much. It was like 40% to 30% on one of the experiments, and it just ranged, but that just shows the persuasiveness of sticky notes. This is just one of the many uses I found. I saw people using them to learn languages by placing translations on everyday items, and different museums using them as a way for patrons to interact with the past in a concise and temporary way. Above all, I like sticky notes because they allow you to write down ideas in the moment. Taking notes in general is a good practice, especially for me because I'll come up with an idea or a tune in the car or the shower, and I won't remember it if I don't write it down or record it. And you never know which idea will be successful. Because like the old saying goes, you'll never know unless you try. What's the worst that could happen? That's what happened with post-it notes. That's pretty much how they were thought up. Take a chance on an idea like that, and it'll grow into so much more.
It's so much fun to be around people with energy and that have ideas. And I think I can be a good example because you can look at me and say, I'm the same as he is. And if he can do it, I can do it. So we can all do it. We have a chance here in our lifetimes to solve problems for people that are greatly needed. So it's an opportunity and a responsibility at the same time.